number 12. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter number 12. Am I forgetting any announcement, Pastor Obina? We're good. Acts, chapter number 12. Acts, chapter number 12 is where we are this morning. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer, oh my God, was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping. Don't miss midweek service on Wednesday. I want to teach you the highest form of faith is rest. How to sleep in the midst of the storm. Yeah. Yes. On Wednesday, I'll teach that. I don't have time to do that today. Between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Let's go to 13 to 15, please. 13 to. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to Hacking, named Rhoda. Next verse. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. What kind of child is this? But ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Verse 15. And they said unto her, thou art mad, O Yahweh. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. So they settled and said, it is this angel. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Just give me TPT. Hebrews 11 verse 3. And then we... Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, and the invisible realm gave birth to this visible realm. Tell your neighbor, frame it. You didn't say it well. Tell the neighbor one more time, frame it. Say it again, frame it. Frame it, frame it. Father, thank you for the anointing to preach and teach this morning. Send the kind of unction that makes teaching and preaching easy. Give your people understanding. Give me nimbleness of mind. I just thought, open up our eyes to see Jesus. Let your name be glorified. Let your people be edified. And let the devils be terrified. In Jesus' matchless name, and everybody said amen. Amen. On your way to your seat, tell the neighbor one more time, frame it. Didn't say it well. Tell them loud. Frame it. Glory to God. The best way to predict a future is to create one. The best way to predict a future is to create one. Now, faith is the instrument that creates in reality what God has given to us in eternity. So faith is the tool, the machinery, the creative tool that brings into manifestation the future that God has already finished before time began. The best way to predict a future is to what? Create one. And I'm saying to you, faith is the tool that brings into manifestation the future that God has already finished before time began. You are watching a live match. God is watching a replayed match. Are you listening to me? That's why when you pray, God is not anxious with you. So when you start praying, oh God, I need the child. I need this. God is not saying, hey, Michael, how are we going to do it? Oh, Jesus. Oh, can you imagine God shouting, oh, Jesus. That's not what God is doing. Because you are watching a live match. He's seeing a replayed match. So faith is what brings into manifestation that replayed match that has already happened before time began. So I told you last week, grace makes all things available. Faith makes all things obtainable. So grace makes, faith takes. So your faith cannot take anything that grace has not provided. So you can't faith outside of God's will. Are you listening to me? Or what I'm saying, you can't faith someone else's wife. That's you fainting out of God's will. Or someone else's husband. Or someone else's car. Say, I claim it by faith. No, don't do that. that you can't claim something else that is not yours. God, your own is available. I was teaching somebody. I said, some of you to pray to God to give it to me, to give to you. That's a longer road. The shortcut is God can give it to you directly. That's a very shortcut to getting what God has said. So your faith cannot claim anything that grace has not provided. We also shared with you last week, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Grace saves, but it takes faith to take that saving availability that is available to all men. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. It says, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. For the grace of God. I know first service, you guys haven't eaten, doesn't mean you can't speak out. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, go. So grace is available to all men, but not all men have received that grace. So it takes faith now to receive that grace that is available to all men. So when the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, by grace you are saved, that means it is grace that saves. But anytime you now preach grace, let me tell you what happens here in evangelism. This is really good. When you start preaching how Jesus died for them and how all their sins are forgiven, as you are preaching it to them, Mela, faith is activated because the message you are preaching releases faith to receive it. Are you listening to me? So it is one size fits all and everything is locked up in that instrument called grace. So as you are teaching grace like this, as they are hearing how Jesus died for them, that same grace releases faith to take it. Now, the problem with you sometimes is that you preach, the person didn't respond. That same grace that you preached released faith to plant a seed in the person's heart. You didn't hear me. So released faith to plant. The guy who met Jesus on the cross, you know what he said? Remember me today in your kingdom. They didn't preach kingdom to him on the cross. Somebody 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 1 month must have told him about this kingdom that Jesus is about. But he too did not refuse. He did not agree. He went to steal the more, right? So when he got to the cross, he remembered that message. Remember me in your kingdom. Jesus did not preach kingdom to him on the cross. But somebody sowed the seed already. So faith was planted in him. Faith was planted in him. Don't stop preaching. It may look like they are not hearing you. You are planting a seed. Because the message called grace is too powerful. No man can defile it. No man can defile it. That's why what takes you to hell is that you completely rejected the message of God's grace. That's what takes you to hell. You said, no, I shall not accept it. That means you defiled grace. You defiled faith. That hell feeds you. Are you listening to me? So when we say things like grace knows what to do, the reason grace knows what to do is that when grace is preached, faith knows what to take. Oh my God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as our faces are different, so our needs are. Now, I don't know all the needs. Some of you look so good this morning, you don't even smell like what you've been through. But as I am preaching this morning, like this, faith is released because grace is preached. That faith knows exactly what to take for you. Don't be trying to manipulate God. Don't send grace message. Let grace know, do what he wants to do. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, that was not the only Lazarus in Israel at that time, no. But the Lazarus that he was speaking to, they're not born and well. He jumped out of the grave. So as I'm talking to you, your mind is saying, what is this grace and faith message? Let pastor talk about my fibroid. Let pastor talk about my issue. I have rent issues. Forget those issues. Listen to grace. As grace is being preached right now, your faith is activated. Faith knows what to do. That's why you get out of the church. You start receiving testimonies. Pastor, this happened. Not because that was the theme of my message. I don't have to do a miracle service to see miracle. That's the problem. We think, let's organize this Friday. Everybody come. If you're believing God for a miracle. This is the service. Jesus never had a miracle service. Jesus always had teaching service. Miracles happened. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Go read your Bible. Jesus said to John and Matthew, back said, this Friday thou shalt gather the people and tell them that Jesus cometh to thee and there shall be mighty miracles. There was no advert. He just preached the message of God's grace because he is grace. You see what I'm saying? The Bible says the law came by Moses, but great grace and truth came through Jesus. He is grace. He just taught and miracles happen. Are you listening to me? So you don't need a miracle service to see miracle. Once grace is preached, faith is activated within you. That faith within you knows exactly what you need. Are you listening to me? So when grace is available to all men, but faith is what you need to take it. Are you listening to me? The reason we say grace knows what to do is because anytime grace is preached, faith knows what to take. Faith knows what to take. Let me show you something. Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. Acts 14, 8 to 10. Paul was preaching, and whilst Paul was preaching, he says, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from the mother's womb, who never had walked. Next verse. The same heard Paul speaking, who steadily beholding him. Hey, that means the man, eh? You know, there's a way to receive the word of God. Look, I see some of you just, you know how you see the word of God? Preach me if you can. I don't hear this guy before. He's not a great guy. Okay. They're not like, that's a good point. Okay, not bad. I see why they talk about him. In a trial. Okay. It's quite articulate. I get it. It's lively. So you are there. You see, you are dulling yourself. You think I came to look at your face. This guy, he sat like this. And as Paul was preaching, he was doing like this. Oh, I remember those. You know the hunger we teach you? He was Paul looking steadily at him and perceived that he had faith. Paul was not preaching faith, though. Paul was preaching grace. Grace brought faith. Paul now said, I perceived that he had faith to be healed. Paul was not preaching about healing. Kabaye. Paul just saw this guy. As in the way the guy is looking at me like this. You know when the Holy Ghost begin to move, some of you say, Pastor keeps walking past me. When I see you, I'm not ready for it. I don't waste my anointing there. No, I don't. I go to the person who's willing to call. You stand saying, oh, go run up for me. Now, Pastor, go for me. They're like this. I'll go walk up past you. Sure, now what for you? Now you carry me cautious. No. So you stand like saying, I look forward to them. Why did he shout? What is it for you? I go walk up past you. Somebody who's willing to receive, we receive them. You can keep standing like a pillar of salt or like the first lady of the state of emergency. What's my business? I have come to deliver God's grace. Anybody who's available. Because there were many people in that service. But Paul saw this guy. I said, blessed this guy, the thing when they talk, in the get him. He's in the receive him. It's called Lambano. Take it. It's called Lambano. Take it. That means you grab it. You seize it. You jump on it. Grace is not being preached and you are sitting like, no, you are hungry. You are obtain is the word. Oh, those of you from here will not understand obtain. You grew up from 052, 053, 054. Worry, Sapele, Benin. When you go out, they say they obtain you. You will understand what I'm talking about. Una there. Okay. That means you went out with your phone, your wristwatch and everything. The person took it from you like it is his own that you were keeping for him. Sir, give me that. Quickly, bring him. So you decrease. Don't bring my phone. You say, okay, sir, now your phone. Sir, now your phone. Now you're the only one for you. Because you don't want the beating when they follow him. Now you're the only. Sir, can I take my sim? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. You not greet them. Thank you, sir. Say, good boy. They don't wear masks. Like you likely know them in the area. Are you listening to me? When you now go home and tell your people that these guys dealt with me, they will now say, why you pass that road? Who say you go there? That they don't mask. Oh, they say Lagos, you don't know anything. Mafu, 2 hours, Mafu. Ago, Mafu, 2 hours, Mafu, Mafu. When you don't break bottle, took you 4 times, I go kill you. You're already dead. Person, don't break bottle, took you 4 times, God, they say, I go kill you.
waiting remain. My mother would take stick, throw on my head, take broom, hit me and tell me, I will beat you. I'm like, hey, what have you been doing? What since? That's how we obtain grace. You take it aggressively. It's collection by force. Stop going to God decently.
Father, if it pleases you today, as it may not be pleasing you today,
God is, no. There's no protocol in receiving, no. There's aggression, aggressive receiving. That's what Lambano is. I'm going there to take it. I learned Lambano with my daughter, Suzu. One day I had spanked her, she behaved naughty at home. So I spanked her, so I shouted at her. She was crying. After 2 minutes, people of God, I was eating, she came straight to my plate, took the meat and moved away. So I said, and she, in her mind, even if you spank me, it doesn't mean I don't have access to your meat. Are you listening to me? But there are some of you, because you did something wrong. I'm sure the whole of this month, God will not bless me because of something. Somebody say, Lambano, aggressively take it. Aggressively take it. Paul, seeing, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Next verse. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. So I now said, Paul is teaching. This thing happened. Let me find out what Paul is teaching so that I can teach it. And I went to verse 3. Acts 14, verse 3. Long time, therefore, abode there, speaking boldly of the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his what? And granted what? To be done by? Give me this intimacy. Yet Paul and Barnabas stayed there for a long time, preaching boldly. And what? Yes. About the Lord. Many trusted the Lord, for he backed up the message of what? Grace. With what? Miracle. Signs. So he said, all this grace message, you're not wise. That's what brings signs and wonders into your life, is the message of God's grace. So I said, okay, you know, 3 is far from verse 8. I said, maybe the message changed. So let me see verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. And they what? So it's the gospel that he was preaching that faith was activated. So when I tell you that the gospel does not demand faith, it supplies faith. The gospel, which is God's grace, does not demand faith. It what? It supplies faith. Supplies faith. That's what happened. So when you preach the word of God, don't worry, just keep preaching grace. Grace knows what to do. I showed you last week, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. But I need to show you contextually so that you understand as Bible student. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and what? And I show you that God there is not Theo, is what? Okay, let me show you from verse 14. Let's go to verse 14. So we are reading now contextually. Any preacher who preaches out of context is a con man. So you preach because the Bible is a contextual material. It now says, how then shall they call on him? In whom? Are you saying that? How then shall they call on him? In whom? So the message is about a whom. It's about a person. Last week I showed you the revelation of Jesus to Jesus. The message is about a whom. So when you go to service, they're preaching about potters, kingdoms, dimensions, realm, your father's house, your mother's house. You didn't go to church. You went to a social gathering to see your friends. It says, how then shall they catch up? Just catch up time, yes. Shall they call on him in whom they have not what believed? How shall they believe in him, in of whom? Are you saying the whom? They have not heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Next verse. Your preacher is essential. Your doctor may not be. Your doctor is essential, please. Your tailor may not be anointed. Your preacher, very important. He says, how shall they preach except they be sent? You are standing before a sent man. Yeah. Is the evidence of apostleship is loud in the Logic Church. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. That preach what? The gospel that brings peace. The gospel. Watch this. And bring what? He now says, but they have not all obeyed what? In the Old Testament is obey. In the New Testament is believe. Say, they have not all obeyed, which in proper term believe the gospel. To obey the gospel is to what? For Isaiah said, Lord, who has kept the scripture? Who has believed what? What report was he talking about in Isaiah chapter 10? Isaiah 53. He was wounded. He was bruised. The chastisement of our peace. And with the stripes of Jesus. See there. Give me Isaiah 53 from verse 1. From verse 1. Sorry, let's do some Bible study this morning. Who had believed what? So this is what he was quoting. I'm teaching good. This is what he was quoting in Romans. Who has believed our report? Now go to Romans. Romans, let's go. Let's go there. Let's go. He says, but they have not all believed the gospel. For Isaiah said, who have believed our? So Isaiah 53 was talking about the payment of our sins. The redemption. The work of the cross. That's what you have in Isaiah chapter 53. Are you with me? He now says, but they have all not believed what Isaiah said. Who has believed our report? Next verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing that report. That report that Isaiah is talking about, that he was wounded, he was bruised, the chastisement of our peace, and by the stripes of Jesus. So when we tell you that if you don't listen to God's grace, there's nothing. Give me verse 17, NLT. It says, so faith comes by hearing. That is hearing what? Next translation. The point is, before you trust, believe, you have to what? But unless Christ's word is preached, there is what? Nothing to listen to. Nothing to listen to. You wasted your time. If you gather and you didn't hear about Jesus. For unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I am? They mentioned, who do you say that I am? Then he says, thou art the Christ, the son of... He says, Peter, you're not sharp like that too. Fisherman, how you telling him? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. God try for you. How you telling him? He now says, upon this revelation, the revelation of the death, who I am as the Christ, I will build my church. So anything called church that is not founded on... So what makes a church church is that you are discussing Christ, his death. It is not the building that makes it church. It is the discussion that makes it church. It is the discussion that makes it church. Not the building, not the structure. The conversation determines the atmosphere. What is going on there? I'm building my church. God doesn't demand faith, he supplies. That's what gospel does. And there are many. Last week I was one of the services, I said, in 7 days. Yes. Oh my God, the miracles. Can you give me some of them? Just some of them. Hello, Dad. I marched on Friday, 15th March, into my first choice to do pediatrics residency training to become a pediatrician at University of Kansas. Tell them to move you to Houston. School of Medicine and at Wichita starting. It's not Cyril Leary, don't blame me. This was just after last Sunday service where you said you will get the message saying congratulations in 7 days. I got my congratulatory email on Monday. Some of them is even Monday, not every 7 days. By 3 p.m. immediately the email came out with my placement. My friends who have been in the U.S. called me to ask what jazz I used to get into prestigious hospital with amazing benefits. Out of 10,000 applications from applicants all over the world, I was one of the 5 people who were picked. 10,000, they picked 5. I don't know, you are in this room, they will pick you. If your amen is, maybe it's for your neighbor, I said they will pick you. Out of 10,000, they picked the only African. He says all over the world, I was one of the 5 who were picked and prestigious hospital, blah, blah, blah. Their exact words were, we
were all genuinely impressed with you before. I felt the love from the hospital already. They've already posted our pictures in the hospital. We can't wait to have you. They're celebrating her.
Somebody get ready for your celebration. It is what grace can do. Did we have a miracle job service last week? No, we just thought about the message of God's grace. So it was not today especially dedicated for miracle jobs. No, we preached grace and faith. My testimony is indeed the Lord brought it to me. Great grace is working for me. It's my time. It's my time. I'm truly enjoying supernatural overflow. God bless you, Dad, for feeding us, equipping us with the gospel of the grace of God. That's my child here, Dr. Becky. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? It's not because we said miracle job service. Just preach grace. Grace knows what to... Give me the second one. Let's just... Because some of you think testimonies don't happen here because we don't share them. Good evening, P-Flow. So I am part of the people that you spoke about. Something happening in 7 days. I watch second service on Monday. Normally, with my investment, when I am making money, the max I make is 1K pounds a day. P-Flow, less than 24 hours after keying into that word, when you were preaching about faith and grace, grace went to work. I woke up with 30,000 pounds. These people are watching online. You are here looking like this. Don't worry. 30 jump. Coincidence? Never. God dissidence. You are right. Bad English, good preaching. Grace was working over time. We are gathering money for our building in Lagos. God has done it already. Congratulations. Did I preach today the power of supernatural covenant service of investment explosion? No. It is just simple. Tell your neighbor you are next. You see, there's somebody around here. God sent me to tell you are next. Because as we're saying it, you're wondering what of me. I heard you. So God sent me to tell you are next. I like the way you're next. I'll say you are next. Shout amen, somebody. It's happening. Next testimony. I will fly. I'm here for you people today. Oh my God, my papa. Sir, the oil on your life will never, amen. I will have it. Amen. So yesterday you talked about 7 days, you will get an email. I have been applying for jobs in the UK for almost 2 years now and got over 150. When they reject you 150 times, you will start business. POS. Start POS business, recharge card, 150 times. It will tell you something that is like, there's no, amen. It said, depression was heavy before. It affected my esteem and everything. My friend reached out to me and said, there's an opening in Australia. My mind wasn't there at all. And then I sent my CV. I was scheduled for an interview by 5:30 this morning and I couldn't sleep. I was just so alert not to miss the time. I didn't even read as I should. I'm extremely busy and exhausted by the end of the day. P-Flow, before 1 hour had elapsed, that is 6:30, I got my offer letter of employment. I screamed, I cried. I cried some Korean. Is this how God is? I was thinking I don't have Sigbain for the process. But because I'm so sure it's my father that did it, I'm so sure he will never leave me stranded. My favorite one. Put it again. Another one. There are plenty. Yes. 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 Good morning, Papi. You might never get to see this message. I saw it. But I must talk. P-Flow, the gift and the grace and the example. You still remain my best gift after salvation because you taught me who I am in Christ. Life is so much easier knowing that I am passionately loved by God. At first, I was angry at the total and aggressive misrepresentation I was taught, and later started feeling like this love he has loved me with is too much and that I am undeserving. And as I continued feeding on the gospel, I totally accepted the unconditional love of God. That's what I've been trying to teach you people. P-Flow, I had been masturbating still since 2015 and no step or strategies worked. But the gospel always knows what to do. I started enforcing my identity and nature in Christ. I started with the declaration, Papi, for masturbating more than 6 times a day for 9 years, to not being able to masturbate since I first heard the gospel, not to being able to masturbate for 8 months now, the gospel knows what to do. Yeah. All this gospel is making people to sin. Hey, you're not teaching them how to carry their cross. You're not teaching them. Yeah. Are you seeing what the gospel is doing? Your religion has not been able to do that. This is not behavior modification. This is inner transformation. You talking about carrying the cross. It is God who even helps us carry the cross. For it's God who's and walking not, but to will and to do of his good pleasure. Christ does the work. His death, his burial and resurrection, the cross, that's the message. Everything we preach comes from that place. Period. And that's when Mary had a little lamb. Your seat, we're just talking. Is there, right there. I'll need the last testimony later, not now. Let's go back to teaching. But that's what the grace of God does. And I showed you last week that faith is not substance of things hoped for. See, every dispensation had what was sufficient condition. When you come to LMT, we teach you the dispensations. Every dispensation had what we call sufficient condition. The sufficient condition for them in the Old Testament was believing in Jesus to come. So when it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, that was their faith. But those of us, our faith is premised on the finished work, not the one come, not to come. The one that has come and has finished. Oh my God. Okay. You know, there are two, praise and worship them, Hosanna and Hallelujah. And they're very good. They're very good. But Hosanna, if you study Hosanna, it means come and save us. Yeah. Hosanna is SOS, come and save us. Hosanna in the high, Hosanna. That was the triumphant entry. It was before Jesus died. So you will never find Hosanna after the cross. Lie. You won't find Hosanna after the cross. Study your Bible. You see revelations. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigning. Because when he died, buried, and was resurrected, what we now shout is hallelujah. Hallelujah means it is done. Hallelujah means we already have the victory. Hallelujah means we are already saved. Hallelujah is not come and save us. Hallelujah means we are saved by the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. I dare you in the morning, if you don't know how to worship God, just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, man, we grew up new in these things. They taught us if you don't know what to say in service, just say hallelujah. So you'll be in service, you'll be hearing everybody just shouting hallelujah. In different tongues, in different ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everywhere, hallelujah. Yeah, that's it. It's a sound that means we already have the victory. Christ has won the battle for us, period. Glory to God. Glory to God. So what's the faith of the believer? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. And I said to you, Peter was walking and looking unto Jesus. You stand there. I am Jesus, you are Peter. I'm always a great guy. So he's walking, he's looking at me. And he's distracted. He starts sinking. Sink now. Yeah. Just bend down somewhere. He starts sinking. Jesus comes to him and picks him up. In the New Testament, and I taught you that when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, don't see yourself as Peter. See yourself as the Jesus. Not the Peter that is sinking, but the Jesus that is holding. Oh man, you got that, what I'm saying? So right there in the New Testament, Peter and Jesus are not in different places. Jesus is in Peter. Peter cannot sing. At best, he would float because there's the lifeguard inside of him. He can't sing. So the believer is not sinking. Lord, help me. No, it's a prayer of somebody who does not know who she is or who he is in Christ.
You're already helped by God. There's help inside of you, that we may boldly say the Lord is our helper. Thank you, sir. That's it. So we're living in the reality. Oh, come. This makes you powerful. Oh, make one of my big sisters and Winnie said, there's nobody in this church. She comes here sometimes that will hear this message. I will not be a Superman. It's not possible. It's not possible. I was talking to somebody. Oh, it was the best feedback I've heard about a Logic Church 2 days ago. She said to me, there's the sound of the Logic Church. When you meet a Logic member, there's a way we sound. I loved it. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? There's a way we sound. Oh, I love it. I love it. When the son don't come again, why? We believe in this God. We are braggadocious. We can brag on the largest of God. For of his fullness we have received grace upon grace. We believe in much more. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We are not people of condemnation. We believe that the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As we get saved, she was saying how the picture starts changing. Everything about them just starts changing. It's the revelation of the gospel. It's the revelation of the gospel. The revelation of the gospel. And this last testimony about this individual masturbating, those are the kind of testimonies that really get to me. Because the other ones, any man can do for you. But that one, yes, that's real transformation. That's what makes me feel like, okay, you know what? You're not wasting your time. When somebody tells me, P-Flow, some guy watching online, P-Flow, I don't know what you have done. I just bought this cigar. He's here. I'm looking at it. I never feel smoker. Impossible. I finish 4 packs a day. Online, not a member here. Send me mails. Say, we're talking. He said, man, people, sidebar. This thing you are doing, don't stop. That I've been smoking for over 20 something years of my life. 4 packs. Say, but I don't buy them for a while now. I go, look, I will just say, in the evening, tomorrow morning again. In the evening, the appetite is disappearing. It's drying up every day. Then one day he said, you know what? After you preach that message, practice it. He took it and threw it away. I will practice it. I'm not going to give space for it. I'm not going to drag one stick. And he's walking in that reality. But guess what they say about us? Grace, grace. This would have been grace, grace, grace. Their behavior modification hasn't done anything. Time on, my neighbor said to me, P-Flow, come down your message you were preaching. That they helped me. I want to understand it more. I said, your sin management program has failed. Because she used to argue. And what she'll be saying, I said, what you are teaching here is sin management program. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. I say these do's and don't. These regulations, it's not sustainable. Understanding that the regulator lives inside of you. So you're auto-regulated. Let's go back to the word of God. Let's move. Are you getting blessed? Faith in Christ is enough. It's enough. Just enough. I'm going to give you 3 points and I'll leave today. Just three points. First point will be, before I go to the first point, I need to know that faith in Christ is enough. You need to know that. You don't need to add any other thing. Tell your neighbor, faith in Christ. It's alone. Thank you. Say, faith in Christ alone is enough. See, anything faith in Christ alone cannot deliver to me. I don't need it. It does not exist. Anything faith in Christ alone cannot deliver to me. I don't need it. It does not exist. If I now have to add, bring sand from your father's house. Bring salt from here. Bring this anointing oil. Bring that to add to my toe. Somebody call it faith. Faith. They call it faith boosters. Yeah, I'm serious, that's what they call it. It's called faith boosters, that it helps you boost your faith. Faith enablers, that's what it's called. But I can tell you the truth, it's not for matured Christians. It's not for matured Christians. You must come to the point where Jesus is enough for you. Okay, let me tell you, I'm a PK4 generation, bro. Listen to me. But my dad's church this weekend in Benin is 50 years anniversary. So my whole family is in Edo State now. So if my grandfather started a church 50 years ago, it was with the Archbishop Benson in Dahosa, the Pa Eltins generation, that's where I come from. I understand this thing, that there are people, because they came from idolatry, where they held something to do something.
like Amadio, I give them small thing. Say when you start to touch. So when they come to Christ, you give them oil. It has replaced that thing that they can relate with. Are you with me? Yeah. I actually went with my dad to pray with somebody in Benin. When Archbishop Benson Dawsa died, there was one prophecy in that two significant Benin men were going to die. I remember vividly. So the other significant Benin man, if you're in Benin City, you know who I'm talking about. I don't need to mention names. Sent for my dad. My dad was a city prophet. You can imagine. For some reasons, he said, Flourish, let's go together. So I went with my dad as a little boy, pastor's kids, PK. He sat on his chair, this guy, pot belly, big, everything, big palace. And we prayed fire on this guy. We prayed fire on this guy just to rebuke the dark cloud of death that he thought. There are two significant names in Benin, if you know, apart from the Oba. Yeah. You know her, so it's okay. I don't have to mention. So we prayed fire. Nothing. He didn't shift to. As my dad just said, Flourish, open that my bag and bring out the olive oil. I saw life. He said, Then he divided the oil into many places. This one you touch all the cars. This one you put it in water. I went to bath for several days. I left that place. That thing stayed with me. It was just recently when I started understanding the gospel. I'm like, okay, that's what happened to that guy. He's not saved. He was just looking for something to replace his. He just won't use, oil to replace the tortoise. Correct. Because at the point now, because Archbishop died, in his mind, I'm dead. If this man can go like this, really I'm next. So he wanted somebody from that side. So when we say faith in Christ is enough, you must have this faith in Jesus. And God said to me, nothing makes me proud than seeing believers who believe only on what I've done in Christ for them. Do you know how dangerous this thing is? When we talk about Moses striking the rock the second time, we think about sin. Yeah, because they taught us in Sunday school that when you sin against God, it is you striking the rock the second time. No. The first rock was the crucified Christ. He was wounded, smitten for us. The second one is the glorified Christ. You don't smite this one, you speak to it. So anytime you smite the rock again, what you are saying is that the first beating is not enough. So every time you bring all these other things, that's how you actually smite the rock again. Because what you are saying is that what God has done is not potent enough. I have to add my own effort to it. Then how are you different from them? What makes you different? When everything about us is not tangible, it's invisible. Yes. There's nothing about us that is tangible. It's invisible. It's eternal. It's eternal. There's no physical emblem. No. Everything about our faith is eternal. It's eternal. Eternal. My faith has found a resting place. Nothing divides, no creed. I trust the ever-living one. His words for me shall plead. Enough of what? God, the argument. I need no other plea.
I like this line. It is enough
that Jesus died. And that he died.
It's enough that Jesus died. Let's stop playing down with these dead bear as if it's just one of those things. No, it's everything is the crux of the matter. Why did he come? Everything is not one of those things. It's everything is the crux of the matter. It's enough that Jesus died. Tell me what is enough for. Like God does not owe man anything. He's giving you Jesus. He's done it all. He's done it all.
So let's go. Let me give you the 3 points. First is believe it. Someone say believe it. Oh, wow. You did well. Huh? Simon. Okay. Okay. Grace is working for you. Believe it. We don't see to believe. We believe to see. The how is not my business. Believing is what? So for the believer, we don't see to believe. Because that's what you want to. You want to see first to believe. For the believer, we believe first to see. We believe. That means you have to believe that you are healed first before you see the healing. You didn't hear me. You have to believe that you are a mother first before you see your children. You have to believe that you are blessed before you see the blessing. You have to believe that you are triumphant before you come into triumph. You have to believe that you are an overcomer before you start seeing much more. You believe first. Say believe. And believe is not just, it's not a mental accent, too. It's revelation knowledge. You don't believe by association, you believe by revelation. You don't know. You don't believe. Judas was a disciple, he did not believe. When people keep saying, but be careful, people can lose their salvation. Judas was not a believer. Stop it. He did not believe. Bible says that he was the son of perdition. He was not born again. Association does not trigger belief. Revelation does. Revelation does. So you can be in a clique. You know, uniformity is not unity. It's not unity. So you can be in a clique. Doesn't mean anything. So do you believe? Ask your neighbor, do you believe? Because that's why you are called a believer. The believer what? The believer what? Believes. You're not a doer. You're a what? A believer. Believer what? Believes. Do you believe? Yes. I said, do you believe? Yes. I don't know about you. I believe that I'm going to be blessed. Oh, sorry. Scratch that. I believe that I'm already blessed. I believe that our building, we're going to come into it. I've always believed that Dr. Dollar is going to come. I believe that he's going to preach. I believe people are going to be blessed. I believe we're going to see crippled walk in service. I believe we're going to see the blind see. I believe we're going to see the supernatural. I believe you're going to come into more than enough. I know you are broke right now. You trek to church, or maybe you Ubered to church, but I believe you're going to have your cars. Oh, sorry. I believe you're going to give out cars. I believe you're going to own the houses. I believe God for supernatural, impossible things. I don't know about you. I'm just a crazy believer. I believe in God. I believe. I've had nobody in my life, just God. I've had no bishop, no chairman, no. I've just believed God, working on what I believe God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with me. What he can do, I can do. I believe God. Lift your right hand, shout, I believe God. Say it again. Shout it one more time. Scream it, let the devil hear you. I believe God. I believe God. How shall these things be? No, I don't know. I just believe God. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe God. Tell your neighbor, I believe God. See, let's go to the next. So you have to believe. Mark 11 verse 24. Mark 11, 24 TPT. If you have it in TPT. Mark 11, 24 TPT. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe God. I believe God for supernatural. I believe God for more than enough. I believe that we're going to do it. I believe we've done it already. It says, this is the reason I urge you to boldly believe on whatever you ask in prayer. Be convinced that you have received. Past tense. Be convinced that you have received it and it will be yours. Not be convinced that you are receiving it. Be convinced that you have received it. That grace has done it. Then faith brings it into manifestation and it will be yours. It will be yours. You're going to carry your baby. You're going to have those children. Oh, and they are going to be beautiful children. Because God knows how to save the best for the last. They're going to be beautiful children. They're going to be gifted children. They're going to be prophets. They're going to be priests. They're going to be king. I'm speaking to somebody in this room. You're going to carry your children. They're going to be special children. People are going to ask you, how do you get, what's this about your child? And you will smile knowing that the delay was God just working on it for you. There's somebody in this room. I'm saying it again. You're going to carry your children. You're going to carry your children. They're going to be beautiful.
maybe watching online, it's going to be beautiful. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for good. You're going to have your children. They're not going to be worn. They're going to be as much as you want them to be. They will be healthy children. They will be special children. They will be called by God. They will be princes and prophets, rulers of society, witty invention, in the name of Jesus.
So, it is so.
I believe you're going to come out of debt. You're coming into surplus. You're coming into much more. And that is your word. Shout amen, somebody.
Second point is speak it. Tell your neighbor, speak it. Say it again, speak it. Speak it till you see it. Faith it. Don't fake it till you make it. Faith it because you have made it. You're not faithing it to make it. You faith it because you have what? Made it. When God created, he did not touch. He spoke. The creative agency is your mouth. It's your mouth. When God created, because as creative people, when we want to create, we start touching. God is saying, when you want to create your life, don't touch it. Speak. 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 Don't touch what? Speak. Speak. God said, let it be. Let it be. He spoke, 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 and he saw. He spoke, 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 and what? He saw. Then he said it was good. And the Bible says the righteousness of faith, what? And I showed you last week how the Bible says that Jesus saw the fig tree and answered it. So Jesus spoke to the everything that is it in your life that you don't like. Bring the word of God to it. That it. Bring the written word of God to it. Speak to it. Don't discuss it. The problem is you've been discussing your problem. You are not speaking to your problem. Oh, you're not listening to me. You have been discussing your problem. So you call friends and you will do paralysis of analysis. You expatiate it. You open it. You digest it. And then they analyze it. Then you put kakaki committee. They bring their own. This one say, how do you see it? Then you do a PowerPoint presentation. How do you see? Oh, the problem is really big. And God is saying, that's not what I've called you to do. I called you to what? Speak to it. Stop talking about it. You've been talking about it for how many years now? What has happened? Absolutely nothing. The Bible says, thou shalt say to the mountain, be moved. Thou shalt say to the mountain, be moved. Thou shalt say to the mountain, be moved. And he shall move. Speak. The mountains are waiting for your order. You didn't hear me. The mountains are waiting for your instruction. Thou shalt say to this mountain, be moved. And it shall be moved. Stop talking about it. Start talking to it. Stop. That's somebody's word. Stop talking. The Bible says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say what? And anytime you speak is a sign of humility. You not talking is a sign of arrogance. It means you worship in the shrine of your abilities and your connections. But when you start speaking God's word, God releases grace to the humble. Oh, let me see Job. Job. He says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is what? And he shall save the humble person. Go to verse 28 first. Let me show you something in verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So it is your mouth that turns on the light. You didn't see that. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established, and the light shall what? So it is your mouth that turns on the light. If you are not talking, if you are not speaking, you will be in darkness. The reason you are in darkness is what you are saying. When you start speaking the word of God, you release light. Touch your neighbor, say, let there be light in your life. Prophesy to your neighbor for me, say, let there be light in your life. Come on, start speaking the light. Say, let there be light in your life. Hey, one more time, say, let there be light in your life. Have you ever visited a cousin, a friend, an auntie, or a relative, and as you entered the house, you knew that they were quarreling before you entered? The atmosphere. No, you didn't meet them quarreling, but as you entered, you just saw that. You know, I was just passing. I wanted to just say hi, and you quickly leave. Why? Because what they said in the atmosphere created something over that atmosphere. That also means you can say something to your atmosphere, and it starts moving in your atmosphere. It is what you say that turns on the light. Tell your neighbor, check your mouth. It's the switch to the light of your life. Turn on the light. Speak the word of God. That's why the next verse now says, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is, and he shall save the humble person. So when David came before Goliath, God saw a humble person. His brother saw an arrogant man. Because David came boasting, who is this guy?
before the uncircumcised Philistine. Who's this guy? They say, shut up. Don't show yourself again. That's what they say about you and I. Too forward. Don't show yourself again. Don't see pastor for you. Just jump. Go me. Creflo dollar. That small, small. You would grow like this. Small, small. You would grow like this. Small, small. You would grow like this. Now you be the leg one they use. Won't show me how to grow. Is my growth your growth? And growth be crawling now. Let those of us who know that we have wings of the spirit, let us fly. Just like hey, GM, be careful, because the way they are just moving, Becky, for you know, I'm out. But when David was talking, oh, they thought this guy was crazy. But that's how God saw grace. So God said, see my guy. So when they were all quiet for 40 days, God said, look at these arrogant people, depending on their strength and not my strength. David stood and said, they say this guy is too big. He said, that's the point. I can't miss him. Anywhere I throw the stone, he go touch him. Told them he was too big to kill. David said, he's too big to miss. Anywhere I throw this stone, he go touch him. You think it was a stone that killed Goliath? The Bible says the stone hit Goliath's head. He fell face forward. If it was the impact of the stone, he would fall backward. An angel was just waiting. Man, devo, throw this thing. Bobby, fast. Bobby, make a supply slap here. Bobby, quick. Get ready for little effort, great results. Maybe not you, your neighbor. I said, get ready for little effort, great result. I said, get ready for little effort, great result. From today, as you step out of service, every little thing you do by faith, get ready for mighty exploit. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen, somebody.
Sit. Let's go to the last point. Let's do this. The last point is frame it. Somebody say frame it. So I started by telling you that the best way to predict your future is to create one. I'm also telling you the best way to predict your future is to frame one. Tell a neighbor, frame it. I can't hear you. Say frame it. Shout it loud. Say frame it. You see, you have the prophetic word in your mouth. Use it. Are you listening to me? Prophecy cannot be breaking news to the believer. It should be confirmation. It means that when God sent you the mail, he copied me. But just in case you missed it, I read it and it looks like something that you did not pay attention to. Who knows what I'm talking about? That's why you keep saying Piflo was in our car. Piflo was in our room. Piflo was in the office. Piflo was this. No. It's that when God was speaking to you, he copied me. Prophecy cannot be breaking news to the believer. It should be what? Confirmation. You already have the sure word of prophecy. First Peter says it. You have the sure word of... Use your sure word of prophecy. Any bachelor, when they look for scissors to open Indomie spices, he never hungry. That teeth, they tell they open now. Say, where is the scissors? The Indomie, they fire, where is the scissors? I need the scissors. Is it clean? No, give me a clean scissors. You're never hungry. You never hold you. Say, go wash it and bring it back. Clean it. Sanitize the scissors. Now, teeth, they tell they open Indomie spices. Any believer waiting for one prophet to tell you what your future will look like, you are like that guy. When you already have the sure word of prophecy, use it. Frame your life with the word of God. It says the whole world was framed. Framed. That means the picture cannot come out of the frame. You're not listening to me. There are certain things I've framed my life with. I can't flow out of this frame because I've been framed in this possibility. I cannot be stranded. Framed. Are you with me? I cannot die untimely. Frame. I cannot be poor. Frame. I cannot be down. Frame it. Start framing your whole life. Not me. Oh, the dollar is this. The pounds is this. Not me. I'm still going to do this. You frame it. Stop living outside of the frame. Frame your life. Tell your neighbor, frame your life. The picture cannot come outside of the frame. Frame your life. When I say all the time that you cannot feature in a future that you have not pictured from the scripture, that's what I'm saying. Frame your life. So when the devil sends you some things, you tell them it's not in the frame. When you hear the evil report, it's not in the frame. I saw the frame. Failure is not there.
It may delay, but no way. It's not there. I cannot. No, no, no. When I saw the frame, I saw myself. I saw my children. I saw my grandchildren. And I saw another great grandchild getting ready to give birth. Are you listening to me? That's the frame. I saw myself in the 80s, in the 90s, with all white beards now. Are you listening to me? A private jet and a Rolls Royce just to move around the nations, touching all the branches of the Logic Church. That's the frame I'm seeing. You can see your frame, say it. Now you know how they describe my own. I framed my own. And the framing is free. It's just faith. It's faith. It's faith. I told everybody who cared to know from where I was coming from, give me a church. Just let them give me a church to pastor. In 2 years, it will be the noise in the town. I've always said it from Unilag days. Give me a church 2 years. Just 2 years. I begged for it for 7 years. Give me a church 2 years. 2 years. 7 years. Eight, rather. I was begging. Just give me a church for 2 years. You'll be proud of me. I knew. When school, I had a friend when we were trekking in Ozoloa to a class. He would be saying all the time, you know I'm a billionaire, no? I'll say, not a million, billion. People in a billion, they see here. It did my body, billion. We all wanted to be billionaire. Not all of us were framing it. Today, my guy is a billionaire. Because when we were in school, he was framing it. He was framing it. Hey, give me the last testimony. Let me use that one before I leave. He says, good morning, papi. You might never get to see. Is it, we already read this one. No, there's one more I said to you. Oh, you didn't get it? There's one more I said. Find the last one. You must frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Tell your neighbor, frame it. Frame it. Say it again. Frame it. So don't wait for 2025 to start framing. Your children are there. Start framing it now. Frame it. Frame it. The Bible says, frame up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he cannot depart from it. He can't come outside of the frame. My mother framed me. I could not miss it. I could not miss it. Oh, she framed me with slap, with conk, with beatings. She framed early. Kenneth taking books, you read this book. She was framing me. Come. There's a camp meeting here. You go. She was framing me. Come, there's something about your life. They almost killed me when I was pregnant with you. I know there's something about you. Come. She was framing it. I'm telling you, stop keeping quiet. Frame it. Because your life cannot function outside of the frame. I don't care the frame that they've put you before. You can destroy that frame. Yeah. Uh-huh. And enter another. You know what framing is? Are you listening to me? Frame can mean you were not the one who did it, but they framed you into the situation. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That you were not supposed to be blessed, but God framed you into blessing. Yes, yes, yes. You were not supposed to be healed, but God took you out and framed you in, because he's brought us out of darkness and framed us into the marvelous light. Are you listening to me? I'm saying stay in the frame. My God. Stay in the frame. Spend your whole week framing your life. This is what they've said about me. This is not who I am. I change my frame. I change my mind. I change my frame. This is who God says I am, and this is who I am. Are you listening to me? Tell your neighbor, frame it. One more time, say frame it. Let me go to my text and close. The text we're reading this morning is Acts chapter 12. This is my message. My introduction is usually long. It's Acts chapter 12. Herod stretched forth his hands and killed James. So he was not bluffing. No, he was not bluffing. It was not, I will kill you. I'll kill. No, he meant to kill. When he killed James, the Jews were happy. He pleased the Jews. So he said, I like him. Let's get the henchman, Peter. So Herod went after Peter and arrested Peter. But the Bible says the church prayed. Let me tell you the truth. Don't define your life with what happened to another man of God. I use God beg you. That this man of God died like that. And that person died like that. Don't use that because you don't know the frame that they had. James died with Herod. Doesn't mean that Peter will die like Herod. What that happens is, that woman, if it happened to him. No, I don't know the frame that him and the carpenter. I don't know the frame he discussed with the carpenter. But my carpenter. Who died on a wood. I took that wood that he died on. And I framed my life in the victory. Are you listening to me? Okay. So I don't know the carpenter and what part. No, so Peter's case was different. The church prayed without ceasing. And can you imagine, the church prayed, I need to close. The church prayed without ceasing, powerfully. Prayed hot prayer. Peter! Angel showed up in Peter's place. Dismantled everything. Touched Peter, the chains fell off. I don't have time to deal with that. He didn't touch the chains. Yes, he just touched Peter. Chains say, boss. No vex. So, the angel was not concerned about the chain. Peter. Now, we are the ones concerned about the chains. Once grace touch you, we are the ones concerned about sakpa and all those things. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. His chains fell off. He didn't say, and the angel took the chain and said, no, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Are you the madman of Gadara? You are not the one who has chains. You are the one who is free in Christ Jesus. For he whom the Son has set free is what? Free indeed. He didn't do break every chain. No! He just touched Peter. How can Christ be in you? I thought you are singing break every chain. Which chain are you talking about? This is angel and Peter. You're talking about the man who has Christ inside of you. You're talking break chain. Tell your neighbor, behave yourself. You see how insulting. You know how insulting that is. That's not my point. They now, he took Peter. No, now they hold the chain. Nobody said the chain they hold. Now they hold the chain. No, you are right too. They came out. Hey, this story, another time. They came out from the first gate. They came to the second gate. They got to the third gate that opened on his own accord. Not its own accord, his own. So some major gates are human beings. Look at it now. They came to the gate that opened on his own. His own accord. His own, not its. His own. His own. So it opened. Peter came out. Next, the Bible says Peter thought it was a dream. By prophecy, take picture. Take a lot of picture this period. 6 months, go and compare the pictures. Take a lot of pictures this period. 6 months from now. Please, auntie, compare the pictures. See, let's talk. Your life will look like a dream. Sit. He came out. I went down and followed him. And we saw that it was true. That was done by the angel. He thought it was a vision. He was still in the spirit. He thought, now, sit. Let's close this thing. The trip about this is, hey, Peter is in prison. They are going to kill you in the morning. Peter is sleeping. We'll deal with this one. You are sleeping. Some of you, your rent is in August. You already have high BP now. In the morning, they are killing Peter. There is something that Peter knew. I will share it with you people. He get waiting, Peter, no. The frame. Wait. We actually thought it was the prayer. It's not the prayer. I will prove it to you. Because when Peter got to the house that they were praying, Roland now said, Peter is at the gate. They say, you are crazy. So what were they praying? Peter showed up at the gate. Peter is at the gate. They say, no. It's not possible. How are you praying? I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How are you praying? And they tell you the car you are praying for, the job you are looking for, the breakthrough is at the door. You say no. So it means it was not the prayer. Let's go to John. Let's close this thing. John chapter 21. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Jesus speaking to Peter. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, assuredly, and they tell you, Peter, that when you are young, you are guiding yourself, but when you are old, they will take you and take you to a place where you don't know. Next verse, this he spake, signifying what manner of death. So Jesus already told Peter, when you are old, so Peter knew, I'm not going to die like this. Jesus said, when I'm old, and I'm not old yet, I'm not going to die like this. I don't know whose word this is. You're not going to die like this. This is not your end. There is a frame upon your life. Can I shout to you your frame one more time? Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, your job, your home, your business, your life, your children, your future. If this is you, I'll tell your neighbor, frame it, 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 frame it. I can't die like this. I can't die today. I can't die anytime soon. He showed me the church. I preached there already. Nothing can take my life now. He showed me my future. He's framing God's word. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. Shout yes, somebody. Frame it.
So in prison, he knew. Bros J said, when I'm old, when I'm old. Peter was a young man now, still agile. When I'm old, that's when they will take me to the place that they will kill me. So Herod, it cannot be this morning. That's why he was sleeping. It's not the prayer of the church. It's the frame of the Father. And this also is a sign. It's not by our works. It's by what he has said concerning us. Peter knew the frame. He knew the frame. I think it was 2012 or 2013. I went to see my cousin in VGC. Got down the house and I saw four armed men with guns to my neck. I'll never forget it. April 2013, 2012. D's house. Both of you know who I'm talking about. And they wanted stuff from me. I gave them everything I had. Then one said, let's waste him to tell Oga upstairs that we are serious. I spoke out. And I know. That one, you don't have power over that one. Where that energy, that strength came from, I cannot tell you. I said, no, that one, you cannot do. Cars and stuff. It was the Logic Church frame speaking inside of me. Should I never start church? I won't die like this. No. No, you must know the frame. And it doesn't matter the pictures you see sometime. Stay in the frame. Stay in the frame. Herod is dead, it's true. Stay in the frame. Because we don't share frames. It's one picture per frame. This frame. No, stay in the frame. I don't know what frame you have. Stay in the frame. And I want you to use your faith in the next 2 minutes now. And I want you to frame your life. I want you to frame your life because everything is going to come. Hold your neighbor to your left and to your right. Make sure they are praying. And tell them this is your opportunity. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Frame it. Quickly. Where are you? So.
Come on, come on, come on, church. You have one more minute to go. Come on, come on, frame it. You can't die like this. You can't keep losing your babies. You're going to carry your baby. You're going to build your house. You're going to have lovely children. Frame it. In the next 30 seconds, you will leave your neighbor and pray for yourself. Or just hold your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, hold that hand. Frame it in prayers. What is the frame? No weapon fashioned against me will be able to prosper. What is the frame? I wish above all things I am in good health and I prosper, even as my soul prospers. What is the frame? I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the beloved of Abba. All my sins are forgiven. I am passionately loved by God. I am powerfully helped by God. I am kept and protected by God. I enjoy angelic assistance. I am irrevocably blessed. I am eternally forgiven. I am the healed of the Lord. I enjoy divine health. I have the favor and the wisdom of God. I am fruitful. I flourish, excel, and prosper in all that I do. I have the multipliers anointing. Nothing is against me. Nothing dies in my hands. I am never stranded. The supernatural is natural to me. All things keeps working together for my good. God loves me more than the devil hates me. And grace!
Oh God. So de peke bala hatos. Hiri di bi ala mata bala di ebe de ge de bas. Oh, Balade, she Balade, oh, Balade, Karanama Yadama, Shotapa.
Come on!
Oh, God, Basco Topos, Rekabanasi.
Frame it!
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. But here's what I want you to do. The whole of the week. Stop. Hey, look at me. Stop looking at the prison. Stop looking at the threat. Stay in the frame. Stay in the frame. Stay in the frame. Speak life. Call your children, lay hands on them, frame them. Call your spouse, agree, frame it. It's not going to happen. You already have the victory in Christ Jesus. Clap your hands, church. Give God praise. I'll see you on Wednesday.